And we thank you for joining us for this week's Broken Bow Wrestling Report as we're joined now by Broken Bow Head Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf. Hi there, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's February, dude.
I know. That's just kind of hit me today. I was sitting there talking with Big Brandon Meyer, and I said, man, I said, we have 3 weeks of wrestling left.
Wow.
That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get, after Christmas, you just kind of get busy, and next thing you know, they just kind of keep plugging along, and you don't really pay attention, and then you realize it's like, holy smokes, it's getting near the end, so... Yeah.
Do you even know what day it is sometimes? You just know if you have a meet or something.
Yeah,
right?
That's just it. Yeah. It's people like, well, what do you got after this? What do you got, you know, what do you got next? And I'm like, I really don't know. To be real honest, I'm like, I focus on this week and I kind of have an idea of where we're going, but it's like, you never know for sure what's going to happen in practice and how things are going to be received. And so it's just like, we're going one day at a time and seeing how we can get better every day.
Yeah. Well, we're going to test your memory on last week here.
Yep.
Before we talk about this week. Had the opportunity to go to Ord for their annual meet on Friday. We talked about this just briefly last week, but love this meet because you see area kids,
mm-hmm.
and you see different classes. You see some of the Class D kids, which are some high-quality wrestlers.
Yes.
Just talk about the event as a whole, Ed, and the kind of competition that you saw there.
You know, that's the thing is, in years past, Ord was never like a super tough tournament, but it just has grown to where the teams, and it just kind of like everything, there's ebbs and flows on stuff. But, you know, you got Battle Creek there that's the number one team in Class C, and you had Burwell, who's the number one team in Class D. So you had those two right off the top that they're and I would be willing to wager a little bit of money that they both probably have really good shots at winning the state dual titles. So that means they're, you know, not only are they good, but they're deep.
Yes.
And so in a tournament like that, while we might have 16 to 17 teams, a lot of the teams that you had there were also small. So those guys really kind of stood out. And then you have Gibbon, who has, you know, is having a great year. So, I mean, it was a good tournament. And then you think about the other schools that are there that might not have, you know, they might not be 10, 12, 13 deep, but they're bringing some dudes along. And so weight classes, there were some weight classes that it was just like, holy smokes, it was super tough. So, yeah, it was a good tournament. I mean, they run it well, they got us in, got us out. And yeah, we wrestled pretty well. Our good kids wrestled pretty well.
Yeah. You mentioned Battle Creek and Burwell. They went 1-2.
Yeah.
Battle Creek won. Burwell was second. You guys came in fourth.
Yep.
Leading the way, Braxton Ray Nearson, he was a champion for you at 150. Aiden Markham won at 165. Kobe Wells won at 175. And just talk a little bit. Let's take Brax first. I know that he's kind of had some shoulder stuff and some different things maybe he's worked through during the course of the year, but had to be nice to see him atop the medal stand.
Yeah, it was good to get him back on the mat. You know what? Last week, he never wrestled. He had been sick, and his shoulder was bothering him some, so we just kind of set him out. And he was back this last week and wrestled well during practice. And then, yeah, I mean, he's just – Braxton Anderson's tough. I mean, he gets on top of you, and you're not getting away from him. And I think he pinned everybody on his way to a championship. So it was good to see him back out there. It's nice when you go into tournaments and you have dudes that you're like, well, yeah, he's probably going to be there at the end.
Yeah.
And that as a coach, that makes you feel a lot better.
Sure it does.
So
yeah.
It was, you know what, it was good to see him out there. And then you had Markham, who Aiden Markham's been wrestling well this year. And I think it kind of comes back to the iron sharpens iron,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, Aiden and Kobe, you see both them doing well. Well, those two are our two hardest workers in the room, and they're always scrapping with each other. So it's a thing. They just don't know any other way than just to scrap and get after it.
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden, you know what, he went out there and wrestled tough. He had some good kids. I think he ended up with the Burwell kid in the finals.
Yeah, Trenton Brown, I
believe.
Yeah,
who's ranked number two, and just went out there and just kind of imposed his will on him. I think he beat him like 10-0. I mean, he just was just a smart wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's good on his feet and didn't give up any points. And Yeah, he wrestled really well. We were pleased with him.
Yeah, and then you had Kobe at 175. I think he took on a pretty tough customer in the final too. I remember.
Yeah, he did. You know what? Kobe's you know, every year is kind of taking a step, and this year, you know, he's taking a couple steps up as far as how he competes and how he trains and his mindset, and it showed. You know, come in, the Meyer kid from Loomis was undefeated. I think he was ranked third in class D, and Kobe went out and Kobe took it to him. I mean, I think it ended up like 13-7 or something, the score, mm-hmm. but he gave up a late takedown that just, I mean, it was one of those give up the takedown and not get thrown.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know what, and move on. But he wrestled well. I mean, he's scoring on his feet and he's scoring on the bottom and he's looking really tough. So it was satisfying to see those kids, because you see how hard they work in the room to go out there and to be able to show it out on the mat. Because sometimes you lose focus a little bit and, you know, maybe give up position or points here and then you have to fight back. But they, for the most part, didn't. You know what? Our kids on top just kind of went out and controlled everything they did.
You know, we talk about kids improving during the course of the year, but I think of Aiden, I think of Kobe too, and you've got others, and certainly you've had tons of kids in this category during the years that you've been doing this, but where they started, say, as a freshman, you know, and then the year following, and now to where they are at this moment, it hasn't always been easy, and it's not always easy in this sport.
Mm-mm.
So when you see kids progress and mature year to year, that's got to be real satisfying.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the goal, is, you know, to make everybody better. You know, we talk about trying to get better 1% every day. And are you going to get better today? And if you just keep that 1% mindset, you're going to improve throughout the year and then from year to year. And those kids, you know what, they have improved their wrestling, but they've also, you know what, improved their physique. They're ones that are in the weight room a lot. And I tell the kids all the time, you don't ever see wimps on the medal stand. So if you're wanting to get on that medal stand, you gotta work at your body and make sure that you're lifting hard and getting big and strong. And those guys have, and it's showing. I mean, they work hard in practice. They work hard outside of practice. And it's one of those things, you get what you you sow. So they've been working hard, and it shows.
Yeah. All right, you got conference this week.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Holdridge for it. It kind of seems to me, you would know better than me, obviously, but you're going to have a few teams right in the mix for this thing this year. And you guys, I would think, would be right there too.
Yeah, I think, you know what, looking at it, I told the guys, I said, we're going to have a shot. You know, we're going to have a shot at being conference champs if we come out and wrestle like we can. And there's only seven teams in there. So, I mean, there's, mm-hmm. you know, you some of the weights are going to be super tough and some of them maybe not so much. And so when you have the opportunity to wrestle, you got to take advantage of it. And, I think we'll see how it ends, but we should be in the mix unless we just fall on our face, which we're not going to.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. No, absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. And another shameless plug for us. So we're going to be there. Mr. Patch is going to be there.
I've heard he's there. Yes. I've heard there's going to be a patch sighting.
There's going to be a patch sighting. So Patch and Crawley and Brent will be together for the first time this year as we start to work our way toward districts and state. And so we're going to look forward to it. And, you know, a conference tournament, conference champ, it's a big deal. It really is, isn't it? I mean, conference is a big deal.
I agree. You know what? It's a thing that some people will kind of overlook it, but we don't.
No.
I mean, we have a board that we just put up in our wrestling. I mean, it's been up in our wrestling room that shows our conference champs, because it's something that we try to keep, you know, in our mind that this is something, one of our goals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not going to be able to make it to state duels this year, but we can still have a shot at being a conference champ. So that's what we're focused on right now.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best as you go to Holdridge. And then, of course, after that, it's time to get ready for districts and try to get kids to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming up. Yeah. It'll be, and it's, you know, it's kind of exciting because it's districts, but it's home districts.
Yes.
So it's going to be pretty intense and pretty loud. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, it's been fun as always talking to you each and every week. And so we'll do it again next time.
Sounds great.
All right. Coach Ed Schaaf joining us on the Broken Bow Wrestling Report.